Triple M. Ruin Dits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house. Your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
He's kicking goals. He's taking hangers as well, Ru. Let's get him on. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you? I feel like I don't know who you are anymore.
What do you mean?
Oh, 2 weeks off.
I spoke to you for a couple of weeks.
Have you missed me?
What about when you go away for about 6 months at the end of the season?
Yeah, well, you boys would miss me then, I reckon.
We do. How's your calf, you old man?
Nah, it's good. It's pulled up pretty well, so a little bit sore, but pulled up a little bit better than I thought. So,
what's wrong with it? Because you were in doubt going into the game, and then there was footage of you getting it strapped at halftime. Is it just tight or what?
Yeah, a little bit of tightness. So I had it during the week and did as much as I had to for training, and then got through the game, which was nice. And we'll see how it pulls up this week for this week coming.
Tex, I'll be honest with you, you're the talk of the town. Everywhere I go, people are saying, what is it about Tex? Is it the new rules? Is he fitter? What is it? I think it's been a bit disrespectful, people saying it's all about the new rules, because I can point to things you've done this year that's got nothing to do with the rules. For example, the 4 tackles against Sydney where you caught them holding the ball and kicked, you know, converted them into goals. So to me, Tex, it just looks as though you're super fit for the first time in many years. Would that be right?
I think that certainly plays a role in my form, as being able to be healthy and fit this year. But I've said it for 5 weeks now, I'm the product of what we've been able to do up the field. And certainly my game individually, I've been able to access my goals differently, not all from marks and getting some holding the balls, which has been nice. It's been nice to hit a little bit of form.
Yeah, but I thought you took some good contested marks against the Gold Coast Suns, and then again on the weekend you took that absolute hanger. Let's have a listen to this.
Drives the ball. Easy hang for the big man. Did he launch? Forward pocket. It was just tailor-made for Taylor Walker. And did he rip down a peach?
So you do appear to be moving pretty well.
Was that Biggles?
Yeah, it was Biggles. Biggles, yeah. A bit of poetry from there. Biggles.
Tailor made for Taylor Walker. Bloody hell. Quite simple. Those ruckmen are quite simple, aren't they?
Well, they are. They are. What's the vibe around the rooms at the moment, Tex, compared to this time last year?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. Obviously, winning certainly helps, but I just love the thirst that the kids have got to come in every day and want to get better and want to learn. So that certainly is very infectious for older guys like myself and Lynchy and Sloaney and D-Mac. Those boys are running the club and we're just jumping in behind them.
I've seen Lockie Schell being a rising star, and Schomburg and Berry and Butts have been going well, and Hamill and McPherson. Is there someone there, maybe none of those players, another player that you reckon's not far away from sort of getting an opportunity, or even if he's had an opportunity, from going to another level, for the fans out there listening at the moment?
Yeah, obviously, like Himmelberg's going well in the sandfall. Pedler come back a couple of weeks ago. Tariq Newchurch is playing some really good footy. Matty Wright, wouldn't you love to have him on the list at the moment? But, there's a few boys that are certainly playing some good footy down at the SANFL and pushing their spots for... And Josh Worrell as well, he's playing some good footy. So, some guys that are putting their names on the board at selection.
Yeah, big Tex is on the line. I mentioned a moment ago about Darcy Fogarty, Tex. How did you see him on the weekend? Where do you see him playing over the next few weeks?
Yeah, I love the aggression that Fog played with on the weekend. In terms of touches, obviously he's not having too many touches, but I think when he gets the ball, he's certainly punishing the opposition. So if we can get the ball in Fog's hands a lot more, it's certainly going to be helpful for our footy club. So he's had a couple of weeks in the midfield resting forward. So I'd imagine that'll continue for a period of time. And he's just learning his craft. So the more he can learn, the better he's going to be.
Yeah, that was a winnable game against Freo, and they just were a bit too good in the last quarter. Mundy and Fife, especially around the ball, and Brayshaw did some good work. What was the review into the game? How disappointed with Nixie, and what did he put it down to?
Oh, yeah, that obviously we thought we were right in the contest at three-quarter time, but their class was too good in the last quarter. And the thing that we spoke about after the game was our fundamentals, our skills and our ability to just execute going forward. So that was a couple of areas that we thought let ourselves down and in the end hurt us winning the game.
Mad Max was filmed in Broken Hill. They're heading back there to do another one. Any word on the street up there? Any inside gossip from any locals up
Tex
there?
Tex could be an extra.
Your mum could be.
Well,
your mum might cut Chris Emsworth here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she did say she's certainly free and available if he needed accommodation.
Mum.
She got a bit excited. So it'll be interesting to see whether Mum gets to cut his hair or colour his hair or put makeup on.
I was saying earlier, Tex, out at Silverton there, it's an amazing place, isn't it? Brilliant pub and that Mad Max Museum. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's a great part of Broken Hill. A lot of history for Broken Hill. And Monday, if you ever go to Broken Hill and you want to go for a nice afternoon dinner, go out there and watch the sunset.
Where's this?
Absolutely. Monday, it's right near Silverton.
Monday
Plains, yeah, it's amazing.
Right. Okay, I'll check it out.
What if it's Tuesday?
Yeah, well, you can't do it on Tuesday, or Friday. Right. You've got to do it on Monday.
So good they named it twice.
Exactly right.
Yeah, now, little Hugo, he was down at the footy club yesterday. What did he get up to while you were training?
Well, he left out a present in his nappy.
Oh, beautiful.
But no, he was running around, and here he comes now. You can hear him.
Yeah,
he talks a little bit better than me at the moment. But the other day, I went out the back, and I was busting for a number one, and did it in the back corner. And within 20 seconds, he thought, "Oh, he'll come and pull his pants down there the same thing as Dad." So
is that why he's
so you're teaching him well?
He's a little sponge at the moment.
And I see he's onto the cameras already. He was waving at the cameras last night on the news.
Yeah, I told him there was girls watching him. So.
Righto, have you got a joke for us, Tex?
Yesterday I met the lady who was an Outback fencing contractor.
Right.
Her name was Barb Dwyer.
Righto, lucky playing Tex. Good footy, Tex. Keep up the good work. Head down to Tassie and knock off the Hawks.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks, Tex.
There he is. Tex Walker here on Triple M joins us exclusively thanks to Distinctive Homes. For an affordable home with striking features, it's got to be distinctive.